Okay. Fine, so we're on Test Vov Amud Beis on the bottom two lines. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, Allah B'Shalom. He went up in peace to the paradise of the Yara B'Shalom. But Allah B'Kasav Amar, it says, Moshchein Acharecha, you drew me after you. Basically, he stuck close to Hashem. He didn't make the mistake of Acha. But after Rabbi Akiva, also Rabbi Akiva, Bakshu Malkei Hashem Shadarcho, the angels didn't want him there, wanted to push him down. Hashem said to the angels, Hanichu Zokin Zeh, leave him alone. Surely Hishtamesh Kvodi. He's fitting to use my kavod. My Dorosh, what was his Dorosh that didn't make the mistake of Acha? So Amar Rabba Baruchana and Reuchanan, it says, Asa Mivus Kodesh. He came from his holy multitude. So the word Asa is like Os, is a sign, it's distinct to Baruch Shalom. Hashem is distinct, you can't mistake him for an angel. So Metetron is obviously not God. Rabbi Yavam Amar, Dugal Murava Shalom. It's like a flag bearer in the multitude. So it's a dogma, a flag bearer is distinct to Murava Shalom. In his multitude, Hashem's distinct. Metetron is not an angel. You have Rish Lakish Amar, Hashem Tzvukois Shemoi. Okay? That it means Hashem of hosts is his name. So is the Odon of the host, who Tzvar Shalom, in his host. And he sticks out. Hashem is not in the ruach with the wind angels. The achar ruach rash, and then there's the rash angels. The loibrach Hashem, and Hashem is not there. The achar rash after the loud angels ish. The loibrach Hashem, Hashem is also not there. But achar ish, when after all everyone's gone past, called the mama the car. There's a thin quiet sound. The hini Hashem over Hashem comes alone. When he comes, he's distinct. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa, Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shedim, the six things said about Shedim. Shlosha K'malach HaSharis, three are like angels. The Shlosha K'nedam, and three are like people. Shlosha K'malach HaSharis, the Shedim are like angels in three ways. Yesh Lehem K'nafayim, K'malach HaSharis, they have wings like Malach HaSharis. The Tassin M'Sofa Olam V'Ad Sofa, they can fly from one end of the world to the other, like Malach HaSharis. They also know what's coming in the future. Kumalai Hasharis, like the angels. Ask the Gemara. Yoidim Sakadayatak, what? The Shadim know the future. So Ella, it means, how do they know? Shoimim Ma'achri Hapargo. They listen in from behind the heavenly curtain. Kumalai Hasharis. So they know what's going to be. Vishlosha Kumayadom. There's three things that Shadim like people. Oichlam Shosim Kumayadom. They eat and drink like people. Parvarabim Kumayadom. They procreate like people. But may same from the Adam, and also shade him die like people. Shishat Varim Nemru from the Adam, the sixth thing said about people, humankind. Shloshim like Shares, maybe Jews specifically, because we'll figure out, we'll see. Three like angels. Shloshim of Behemoth, three like animals. Shloshim like Shares, there's three things like angels. Yeshlehem Das, they have intellect. Come like Shares, like angels. Mahalchim become as a Kufa, come like Shares, they walk upright like angels. And the Saprim Balashana Kodesh, they speak in Lashana Kodesh, Kamalaka Sharis. And there's three things, Shloshak of Behemoth, the people like animals, Oilam Shosim Kabahima, they eat and drink like an animal, Parabarabim Kabahimah procreate like an animal, and Moitzim E, Kabahimah, they go to the toilet like an animal. Okay, Kol Hamistakil Badalad Dvarim. Back to the Mishnah, somebody looks at four things, Rosui or Ro is better fitting, Lo Shalom Balon, it's better than never come to the world before it. So, Bishlam, we understand what it says in the Mishnah, Malamal, what's above the Shemaim, Malamal, what's below the Shemaim or the world, Malamal, what's going to be after in the future, Lachai, that makes sense. Ella, Lifnim, what's the problem with asking what was before? Yeah, Maida, have it, what was. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Tamai, they say, Mashal Melech Basav Adam, it's a Mashal of a human king, Shemal Abadam, it's said to his servants, Bonu Leif, Lalterin, Gedolim, build for me great palaces, Al Ashba, up on the dump. Holcho, Bonu Leif, they went and built for him, Ein Rotzom, it's not the Rotzom, Shal Melech of the king, Lahaskir Shem, Shem Ashba, he doesn't want people to mention, oh yeah, I remember that dump that used to be here. Kol, Shalot Chas Al Kvoy Koino, that's the end of the Mishnah. Somebody who's not concerned about the honor of his maker, Ross Sui, is fitting, Loi, Shaloi, Baal, Oli, the better income of the world. Mahi, what is this not being concerned about Hashem's covenant? So Rebbe Abba, Omar Zeh, Mr. Kilbekeshes, he's somebody who looks at the rainbow, we're going to explain what it is. And Rabbi Yosef, Omar Zeha, Oive, Aveira, Vesesa, this is somebody who secretly does Aveiras. So a mystical kashas. When a person looks at the kashas, he's not concerned about the honor of Hashem, because the Rabbi Yochanan says basically saying, hey, look, that rainbow looks like Hashem. Ichsiv kamarei kashas, like the image of a rainbow, asher yeva anam, which will be in the clouds, biyom Hashem on a rainy day. Kain mara anoga sobib, similar is the appearance of the brilliance around. Humara demus, it is the image of this. This is similar, kavod Hashem, to the honor, to the glory of Hashem. So Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says that a veira says, somebody who's doing a veira secretly, yeah, that's not concerned with the honor of Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok said, Rabbi Yitzchok, kol oiver a veira says, somebody who's doing a veira secretly, keilu, it's as if doichek is pushing away regli shechina, the legs of the shechina. Shnema koem Hashem, the shemayim kisi, the shemayim is Hashem's throne, but oritz adam v'glayt, and the land is where is Hashem's footstool. So keilu, you're pushing it, you're saying, move your feet, Hashem. So, Ine, is that true though? It's worse to do with a veira secretly. But Amma, Rabbi Yitzchok, the elder, im roya adam shiitzro misgaber alav. If the person sees that his yitzahara is getting the better of him, yilech lamachon, he should go to a place in makirinoy, so they don't recognize him. The yilvash, he should wear shchorim, black things. The yitzah seif, he should cover his head with shchorim. But yaaseh mashal yilvah chofetz, and he should do whatever it is that his yitzahara is telling him to do. But al yichalel shem shemayim before hesya, and he shouldn't profane Hashem's name in public. You see, it's better to downsize the avera. So lo kasha is not a kasha. How do masikai for yitzrei? If he's able to overcome his yitzahara, so he does it in secret, that's really bad. But how do lo masikai for yitzrei? But in a case where he knows that there's no other option, he's definitely going to do the avera. So he should basically damage control and do it secretly. And don't do kol Hashem. Darash Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the person who used to give over the speech of Reish Lakish said, "Kol amistakel v'shloshet v'arim." Somebody who looks in the following three things, in of chaos, his eyes become dim because he's looking at holy things, and holy things that you can't see Hashem and live. So, and being blind is also losing your eyesight is like being dead. So, in a certain sense, it partially kills it. The kashas, if a person looks at the rainbow, uvenosi, and the leader of Klal Yisrael. Of a kohenim, and also under looking at the kohenim. So we'll explain what, right? The keshes, the chsiv kamari hakeshes, like the image of a rainbow, a shei yeba anon, and the clouds, v'yom geshem on a rainy day, who mara the most covered Hashem. It's similar to the image of the honor of glory of Hashem. So basically, it's kind of looking at an aspect of Hashem, which is going to dim his eyes, the nosi, with the leader of Klal Yisrael, the chsiv, v'nasata mehoidcha alav, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the leadership to Yeshua, he gave some spiritual powers to him. So don't look at that such a thing, this spiritual energy. Mistakel the Kohenim, somebody looks at the Kohenim, Bezman Shabbatish Kayim, when the Basic Weakness was around, Shahayu Oimdim al Duchanam, they were standing on the Duchan, and Mavarkan Es Yisrael, the Blessed Klal Yisrael, B'Shem HaMeforash, with Hashem's name, and the Shekhinah was resting on their hands. Don't look at that. Darash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmanim, Mitzugamim, Reish Lakish. Another drasha from this Mitzugamim of Reish Lakish. Ma'adichsev, what does it mean? Al ta'amin bereya. Don't believe in your friend, simply speaking. Yeah, but al tivdechul ba'alof. And don't rely, trust ba'alof in a captain. What does that mean? So, im yomilcha yetzahara. So now we're going to say reya over your friend is your yetzahara. He's a real good friend. He's always with you, he's reliable. It says chatoi sin a kadosh baruch hu moichel right al tamin, don't believe him. He said, oh, you can sin. Hashem's loving, he's going to forgive you. Don't believe him. Al tamin bara, don't believe in the ra. The ain ra, who's the ra? But the ray of the ra over here. El yitzhara, it's the yitzhara shnema ki yitzaleva adam ra, because the inclination of a person is ra. That's the yitzhara. The ain, who's the aluf over here? Ain aluf al kadosh baruch hu. It's talking about kadosh baruch hu shnema aluf nuri atar. You're the master of my youth. You are speaking about Hashem. Okay. Now, slightly new point. So if a person's going to sin secretly, maybe a person's going to say, Shema Torah, perhaps he's going to say, Mi me'ed bi, who's going to catch me? Who's going to testify about me? Yeah, Anna, right. So the answer is no. Avni beso, the stones of his own house. Bekoris beso, and the beams, the wood parts of his house, shall Adam hei me'edim bo, they're going to testify against him. In the judgment, Shinema, ki evan mi kia tis ak, because a stone from the wall will cry out, a piece of a chip, wood chip, mi eats from the wood, ya'anena, will answer it, will testify. But Chomamrim, the different source, Nishmosu Yishal Adam Me'yidavoy, his own Bayon Neshama is going to testify against him. Shinamach, Mishur Heves Chekecha, from the thing that dwells in your bosom, Shemur Pischepecha, you should guard your mouth, what you say. What is something that dwells in the bosom of a person? Have you omis zu neshama? This is the neshama, and it says, God, be careful what you say. You're being recorded. Rabbi Zreika, he says, I'm a shnei malach esharis. There's two heavenly angels, malvin oiso, who escort a person. Hey, meidim, they're going to testify against him. Yes, shneema, Hashem protects the person with two angels, but they're also the downside of that. You've got to be careful what you do. Kimalchav yitzav alach, Hashem will command angels to you, lishmorach, to guard you. B'chol ruchav, in all of your ways. B'chol emrim, aveirav shel adam, it's the limbs of a person, me'edim bo, they testify against him, his very own limbs. Shneema, v'atem, you yourself, meaning your limbs, eidai, witnesses, me'um Hashem said Hashem, v'ani keil, and I'm the God. Okay, Mishnah. Yois, now we're talking about if to do smicha or not to do smicha on Yom Tov. Because it's a shvus to lean on an animal, so may you do that aspect of the mitzvah of doing smicha on a korban on Yom Tov. So Yosef ben Yo'ezer oimeh, shalom lismach, you shouldn't do smicha. Yosef ben Yo'ezer oimeh, lismach, he says you should do smicha. So that was a pair, there's going to be five pairs over here, that was the first pair. Yeshua ben Farachi oimeh, shalom lismach, do not do smicha on Yom Tov. Nitzar Arbele oimeh, lismach, you should do smicha on Yom Tov. That was the second pair. Third pair, Yehuda ben Tabai Omer, Shalom Lismach, you don't do smicha on Yom Tov. And Shimon ben Shetach Omer, Lismach, you should do. Shemaya Omer, Lismach, we switch now, the first one of the pair says to do. Talion Omer, Shalom Lismach, don't. Hillel, Menachem, Lo Nechlechum, didn't argue. Yotzah, Menachem left, we'll see where he left to. Nichla, Shammai, Shammai went in his place of Menachem. So Shammai Omer, Shalom Lismach, Shammai said don't do smicha on Yom Tov. And Hillel Omer, Lismach, to do smicha on Yom Tov. So Harishonim, how you Nesim, the first one of each pair were the Nesim, that's that, the leader of Klal Yisrael, and the head of the Sanhedrin. Vishnim Lahem, Av Beis, and the second two was the Av Beis, and he was like the deputy of the Sanhedrin. Gemara. Tanarabam. Shlosha Mizugos Harishonim, three of the first, first three groups, Sh'omru, that they said, Shalom Lismach, don't do Smicha. Vishniim Mizugos Harachonim, and the two of the latter groups, the latter pairs, who were said mentioned last, Sha'amru Lismach, they said Lismach. Basically, the first three who said not to do smicha, and the last two who said yes to do smicha, Hayu Nesim, they were the Nesim. So we're identifying by what they said. Okay, Shneim Lahem, and the counterparts were Avos Beisdin, Divrei Rebbe Meir. And that works out like the Mishnah. Basically, the first three who said Shalom Lismach and Nesim, and the last two who said Lismach, which right, they were Nesim. Okay, Chomim say Yehuda ben Tabai, who was in that was the third pair, is an Av Beis Din, so he disagrees. He wasn't the Nasi, and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Okay, Man Tana Lahai the Tana Rabban, who taught this brisa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai. He said the following: Ere ben Chama, I cannot be consoled. Until Imloy Haragti Aid Zomim, it was incumbent on me to kill this Aid Zomim, this false witness, in order to disprove the Tzdukim. Shayomrim, they would say, Ein Odim Zomim, you don't kill a false witness, Neharagin, until they're not killed, Ad Shiyareganidon, until they succeed in putting to death the defendant. So to disprove them, that's not the case, even if you don't actually put him to death, even though they testify against him, you still is Chayav Misa. So Amaloi Shimon ben Shetach said to Yehuda ben Tabai, "Erev Nechama, I'm not going to be consoled. Imlor Shofachta Damalaki, you killed, you spilt innocent blood. Shmei Amru Chachomim, the Chachomim say, Ein Edim Zomimim Neherogin. You don't kill false witnesses, plural. As Yehuda Mishneim, until both of them are caught to be liars. And only in Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai's case, there was only one who was caught to be a liar. So you shouldn't have killed him. You need to be both." The A Loikin, you don't whip them, Adshi Yuz Mishneim, until both of them are disproven. The A Mishalmi Maman, they don't pay money, Adshi Yuz Mishneim, until both of them are disproven. So Miyad, Kibel Alav, Yehuda Ben Tabai, he said, Oi, I made a mistake, She'enu Moira Halacha. He said, I'm not going to teach Halacha, Ela Bifnei Shimon Ben Shetach. Only when Shimon Ben Shetach is there, so to make sure I don't make a mistake again. Kol yomav shel Yehuda ben Tabai. All the days of Yehuda ben Tabai, hayam ishtateich al kibro shel oisur harum. He would prostrate himself upon the grave of that deceased who he killed. V'haya koiloi, and his voice of Yehuda ben Tabai nishma. Kesvurim, they thought, ta'am, the people, loyma shekoilu shel harum. They thought, maybe it's the dead person from the grave who. So Amar lahem, Yehuda ben Tabai said to them, koiloi, koili, it's my voice who. Tedu, you should know, shalomachah, who may, when he's speaking about himself, when he's going to die. You won't hear the voice anymore, so it proves that it's me. Ask him on that, maybe not. Amale Rav Acha Breda Rav Rav Ashi of Adilma Piusi Paisi. When it, as soon as he went up to Shemaim, perhaps Reda Ben Tabai appeased this person who he killed wrongly, and he forgave him, or Bedine Tabai, or there was a heavenly judgment up there, and they resolved the matter. So that's why the deceased is not screaming from his grave anymore. Anyway, comments the Gemara. Mami, who is the author of the aforementioned Brisa? If you want to say that it's Bishlama, Rebbe Meir was the author of the Brisa, to Omar, Shimon ben Shatach was an Av based in, but he, and Rebbe Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nossi. Okay, that makes sense. Hainu would become more halacha b'tnei Shimon ben Shatach. We've seen this story that originally Yehuda ben Tabai passed in halacha in the proximity of Shimon ben Shatach on his own. So therefore he was obviously the Nasi. So he was allowed to do that. Ella Iyamah, if you want to tell me it's like a Bonin, right, the Omri Yehuda ben Tabai was the Abbasin, was only the deputy, and Shimon ben Shatach was a Nasi, was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and the Sanhedrin, Abbasin, so how can Yehuda ben Tabai, yeah, Bithnei Nasi, Paskin before, in the proximity of the Nasi of Shimon ben Shatach? Me, Mura Halacha, can it be? So it can't be. So you see that Brisa of Yehuda. Pushes off the Gemara, says maybe not. Look, my Kibel, when Yehuda ben Tabai says that I accept upon myself the Ka'amah that he said, means that's Tzurufi, means that I'm not even going to go on a base din without Shimon ben Shatach being on that base din. To feel it's Tzurufi, Nami Lom, it's Tzurufna. Even to join, he's not going to join without him. But in the past, he never passed in alone, he passed in with a base din. But it was a base din sometimes without Shimon ben Shatach, but he never passed in alone. Okay, Yotza Menachem. Now, we said in the Mishnah that Menachem went. And Shammai took his place. But Lehechon Yotza says, where did Menachem go? Abai Amar Yotza Latabas Ra. Abai said he went to evil pastimes. Rava Amar Yotza Latabas Melech. He went to work for the king, for Herod. Tanya Nami Hachi, we've got a Bryce like Rava. Yotza Menachem. Menachem left Latabas Melech to work for the king. But Yotza Imoy Shmoinim Zugus Talmidim, and 80 pairs of his Talmidim went with him, Lavushim Serikoim, wearing majestic clothes. Amar Rav Shemen bar Amar Rav Yochanan. The statement of Rav Yochanan, le'olam, it should never, al tiye shvus, a prohibition to Rabbanon, kalav einecha, should be light in your eyes. Shereish smicha. The smicha over here, yeah, is that doing smicha on Yom Tov, eine elam shum shvus, is just prohibited because of a shvus, maybe yes or maybe not. But nechachu ba'am, there's a huge machlokis, gedoli ador, all of these people, the Nasi and the Abbasin, it was a huge machlokis in Klal Yisrael, so you see that it was something of great weight. So as the Gemara Peshitta, we know that Shvus is a big thing, right? There's lots of Shvusim. Oh no, but says the Gemara, Shvus mitzvah tzrichilei, no, maybe because this Shvus over here, it could be that it's even going to go in the face of a mitzvah and say, don't do a mitzvah for the sake of the Shvus, not whatever Shvus. But Hanami Peshitta says the Gemara is also Peshitta. Because we've got before Mishnayos and Veitza, that even you can't give a korban on Makdish something on Yom Tov. There's certain things you can't do with it, even though it's a mitzvah. So answer the Gemara. No, this is what the point is. It's coming to say lafuke, to exclude miman de omar, from the person who says v'smicha gufa pligi. Some people want to suggest that the machlokes between the zugois, the nosi and the abbasin, was regards to the mitzvah shvus itself, the mitzvah of smicha itself. Do you need to do the smicha immediately before slaughtering, before shechting it or not? You may want to suggest that's the machlokes. They're not arguing about the mitzvahs of smicha itself, rather they're arguing about do we go against the shvus or not, and do it anyway. Amar Rabbi Bochama, says Rabbi Bochama, shvo mina, you hear this, smicha b'chol kolchei. When a person does smicha, this is even in the week, he should lean his whole weight upon the animal. That, you know, we're required to do, that's a part of the mitzvah. To Isaac Adaitak, if you thought, lo be inu b'kol kolchei, you don't have to lean with your whole weight on the animal, ma'ka obed, what's the problem? Lismach, Just do smicha. Why is everyone arguing about it? I just said, just put rest hands lightly on the animal, and there's no problem about that in Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you see, it must be that you're required to put your whole weight on the animal. So Meisu, you've got a kasha, it says, Daber Ben Yisrael, you should speak to the boys of Klal Yisrael, Besomach, and they should do smicha. Bnei Yisrael, the boys, Soimchen, V'ein Bnei Yisrael, Soimchos, but ladies are not required to do smicha. Bnei Yosi, Bnei Shmuel, Onrim, Bnei Yisrael, Soimchos, Vishus. Even though they're not required to do smicha, they are allowed to if they would wish to. So Abba Rabbi Yosi, said Rabbi Yosi, Sachli Abba Elazar, Abba, who is it, we call it Elazar, Pamachas, Hayalonu Eagle, we had a calf, Shel Zivchei Shlomim, of Shlomim. But have you knew, we brought it, Le'ezra Shnasim, to the ladies section, the Somcho, and the ladies did smicha alav Noshim. It should say, but disclaimer, Lo Mibnesha smicha b'noshim, not that they're required to do smicha, Ela Kedei La'astois Nachas Ruach L'nashim, just to make the women feel good. So, and that was it of the Brisa. But Isagadach, and if you think, yeah, that smicha b'chokhocho, like we just suggested before, but in and required to put your whole weight on the animal, Mishum Nachas Ruach, to make the ladies, the Noshim, to make the ladies feel good, Avdin and Avoid B'chotchim, we allow the ladies to lean the full weight on a korban. That will be using a kodshim, and it went, not for the sake of a mitzvah, which is prohibited. You can't, you know, work the field with your korban. So leaning on it's like working it. So El Lav Shmomina. So you see by the fact that we allowed the women to lean on it, Lo Bina Mekochot, it must be that they only lightly leaned on it. No, says the Gemara, Le'olam, no. Eimel Cho Bina Mekochot. No, really, generally do need Mekochot. And a man, if he did it, has to do Mekochot. But in this case, when we took it to the Ezra's Nashim, the Omrim Lehu, we said to the ladies, hey, just act for your Daichu. Rest your hands lightly upon it. Don't lean on it fully because it's problematic. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, when it said in the Braisa, because the, not that the women were obligated to do it, there's a more fundamental reason. Why would you think the smicha with women, they'd only put their hands on it lightly? So what's the disclaimer you need? So, Amar Rebbe Abba says, Rebbe Ami, that's what the Braisa meant. It was actually saying there's 2 points. First of all, they didn't actually put their hands on it fully. They didn't put the lean on it fully. Yeah, but odd kedei la'asos nachas ruach l'nashim. And all the reason we brought you over to l'nashim is in order to make them feel good. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Shmo Minah, you hear from this, over here, this Mishnah, a Braisa, that Sodim, from the Mishnah, that Sodim Asurim, that you can't use the sides of an animal, like this, that is, you're not allowed to use an animal on Yom Tov, or a Shabbos, okay? Because normally you work it, so you can't use the work areas. But what about if you use the side of an animal? That people don't normally work with that, so maybe that's not included in the gezeira. Maybe it's permissible. But you see from over here, yeah, that it's also to use the sides of the animal as well. These are the daidach stadim mutarim. You would have thought that stadim mutarim. It says over here, right? That we go with the back over here. Nismoicha rosha. Do the smicha on the head. Yeah, and the head is not. We don't normally work with the head of the animal. So you see, by the Ella Lav Shmamina, by the don't allow him to do that, and they're arguing about if you can do it or not, Stadim Asurim, you can't use the Stadim of an animal either. So Rav Ashi pushes off. Rav Ashi Amar, the field of Tamer Stadim Mutarim. You could say that Stadim Mutarim, but the head is different, because Kol, the Bahadi Gabba, that anything that is with the back, I mean on the same level of the back, i.e. the head, is kagaba, is like the back, which is like the work area of an animal, dami, and therefore it would be awesome. Okay, Mishnah. Beishame say, Mavin Shlomim, you can bring Shlomim and Yom Tov. Bein Tom gonna learn, but you can't do smicha, like we said, about lo olos, you can't bring olos, because olos, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov, so you can't bring them. It's not oichel nefesh. But basically, Omrim, Mavin Shlomim, right, and olos, because it's a mitzvah of the day, so you can also bring olos, but some chaleim, and you can also do smicha. At Sarah's Shavuos, Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. Shavuos came on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Ve'esham Yomrim Yom Tavur Achor Shabbos. So therefore you have to bring the Korbanos of the Chag after Shabbos on Yom Rishon. Ve'esham Yomrim Ein Yom Tavur Achor Shabbos. You don't have to do it after Shabbos because you do it on Friday. Amoidim She'im Chala, basically agree, She'im Chala, that if it fell, Shavuos, Liyos Be'Shabbos, Shavuos fell on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to bring individual korbanos on Shabbos, so therefore it should Yom Tavuach Achor Shabbos. Therefore, the slaughtering day would be on Sunday on Yom Rishon. On that day, though, on that Sunday, ain Kohen Gadol Mislabesh B'Kelav, a Kohen Gadol can't dress up at home. And we're talking about Hesped of Tainis, and it's also there's permissible to do eulogies and also to fast. In order, Shalom Lekayim Dibre Oimim, which is not to uphold the people who say at Seres Achor Shabbos. The Tzedukim say that Shavuos is always comes on Sunday, because it's Achor Shabbos, it's in the Tzedukim, that means Achor Shabbos, and then basically Shavuos Oimim is always going to come out on Sunday. So you don't want to make it look like it really is Shavuos. Okay. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Sefer Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yishia, Minayin Le'at Tzer Shish Le'at Tashlumim Kol Shiva. How do we know that Shavuos has Tashlumim all for 7 days? Where do we see that? Where's the source in the Torah? Shinema, B'chag HaMatzos, U'b'chag HaShavuos, U'b'chag HaSukkos. Okay, the three regalim, Makish the Hekish, between Chag HaShavuos to Shavuos, L'chag HaMatzos. Ma'chag HaMatzos, just like Chag HaMatzos, right, it's Pesach, Yish Le'at Tashlumim Kol Shiva, has it 7 days, which we know that from Pesukim. Af Chag HaShavuos, so too, Chag HaShavuos, Yesh Le'at Tashlumim Kol Shiva, also has Tashlumim for 7 days. We're asking a Gasha, but Eima, Makish L'Chag HaSukkos, maybe you can make a Hekesh to Chag HaSukkos. Shavuos to Chag HaSukkos, Ma Chag HaSukkos, Yesh Le'at Tashlumim Kol Shiva, Shmoina, sorry, that just as Sukkos has 8 days, so Af Chag HaShavuos, so to Sukkos, let's say, Yesh Le'at Tashlumim, Tashlumim Kol Shiva Shmoina. You should also give it 8 days. Okay, so answer the Gemara, no. You can't make a Hekesh to Sukkos. Shmini, the 8th day of Sukkos, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, who is an independent Regel. Okay, so therefore you can't connect it. But it says the Gemara, no. Imo de Amrin and Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo, that we say that the 8th day of Sukkos is a Regel before itself. Who the Hani Mila, that is with regards to the Indian, the following matters. Pazar Kishav. This is a means. Pay stands for pious. It has its own lottery. Zman, it has its own. Sheh Shechayonu. Regel, it has its own name. Shmini Atzeres. Korban is all special korban. It's not like the complicated Sukkos korbanos. Shia, it has its own Shia. And Baruch, they blessed the king on that day. Aval the Indian Tashlumim with regards to the halachas of Tashlumim, the Shmini Atzeres, Tashlumim the Rishonu. It's Tashlumim of the first day, because as we learn in the first parak, Detanan, Mishalo Chag Yom Tova Rishon Shel Chag, somebody who missed the first day of Sukkos. Choy Geges, Kol Regal, right, or you can bring a korban on any day of the regal of Sukkos, of a Yom Tov Achron, and also the 8th day as well. So you see over here that there is Tashlumim on the 8th day of Sukkos. So it comes out the Kasha back. So answer the Gemara, Tefasta Merubalo Tefasta. If you try to grab too much, you don't grab. Because we're not sure about the 8th day. So maybe it's not a good grabbing. But Tefasta Muat Tefasta. But the 7th day is for sure. If you learn out from Sukkos, or if you learn out from Pesach, it's definitely 7th correct. That's you got it. So that's why we go that way. So ask the Gemara. So why in this postulate did we write Sukkos at all? If we're just basically learning Shavuos from Pesach, why do we need Sukkos over here? So, La'akushe, that's the Gemara, to make a Hekesh L'chag HaMatzos, to learn out Sukkos from Pesach. Ma'chag HaMatzos, just as Chag HaMatzos, Ta'on Lina, you've got to stay overnight on Moitzi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to leave and go home on Moitzi Yom Tov. You have to stay over until the morning. Af Chagas Sukkos, B'ton Lina Soto Chagas Sukkos, you're not allowed to go Moitzi Yom Tov, you have to stay overnight and go in the morning. But Hosam and Alan, how do we know for Pesach that you've got to stay overnight till the morning? So it says, the Chsev, it says, Uponisa and you turn, Uboboika, in the morning, it's a directive, B'halach Dolecho, to your tent. And obviously it's not talking about on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you can't go because there's Tuchumim. So it must be saying, it says, go in the morning. It means go in the morning of Chol HaMoed. Okay, we got Tanan. Now, back to our point. Is there really Tashlumim for Shavuos on for all 7 days? Tanan. At Tzeres, our Mishnah. Shavuos, Shechal Liyos, Erev Shabbos. Came on Erev Shabbos. Okay, Friday. Ve'Shami Omrim, Yom Tavuach Achor Shabbos. They say you should do the slaughtering on Sunday. Ve'Bezal Omrim, Ein La Yom Tavuach. You don't do the slaughtering day. You can do it all on Friday. So my lab in la yom tovuch lal. Isn't that to say, according to Beis Hillel, you don't do any slaughtering on Sunday? So you see, there's no tashlumin. There's no slaughtering on Sunday. The base mikdash is closed for individual offerings. As it were, no.
Lo she'in tzricha yom tivuach. Based on what's saying, you don't need to do on Sunday, but obviously, if you missed out, you do. So ask the Gemara, my kamashma, what's the chiddush? The makrim biyomei is going to tell you they're allowed to bring a korban on yom tiv itself. We already argued about that in the Mishnah. That's in the beginning of Mishnah. You can't bring olos. So we know according to Beis Hillel you can do it on the day. So that part of the next part of the Mishnah is not necessary. We know that in Beis Hillel already. So Tzricha, no. We need both parts of the Mishnah. If you were told in the first bit of the Mishnah when it was the midweek Shavuos, Bahaka Omri Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai, say that you do it tomorrow, Mishum de Efshel Lamacha, because you can bring the Korbanos tomorrow, so you push it off one day. Baha, in this case, that if it would come on Friday, Eimah Modi Lulu Beis Hillel, maybe, and when it comes to Friday, you have to push off 2 days, maybe Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel. So that's why you need that case. V'yashmin Baha, if it teaches in the case where it came on Friday, Baha, come in Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, let's say basically you should do it on Erev Shabbos, and don't push it off 2 days till Yom Rishon, Mishum de Lo Efshel Lamacha, because you can't do it on Shabbos. About Baha, in the case where it's midweek, and so she's putting it up for one day, Eima, Modi Le Beis Shammai, Tzricha. Tashma. Okay, Mishalo Chag Shivas Yemei Pesach. Somebody who missed Pesach, first day of, the 7 days of Pesach, the Shemona Yemei Chag, and the 8 days of Sukkos. But Yom Tov, and also Yom Tov, get rid of the word Rishon, according to Gra, Shel Et Seres, he missed out the first day of Shavuos. Shuv Einu Choygeg, he cannot, celebrate with a Korban anymore. So my love, Yom Tov, Shel Et Seres, he missed the first day of Yom Tov, and he cannot bring a Korban anymore, so there's no Tashlumin. Answer the Gemara, no. When it meant Yom Tov, it meant Yom Tovuach. Over there, it was Yom Tovuach, not Yom Tov, Yom Tovuach. But ask the Gemara, Ihachi Nifshot Minach, the Chad Yom Tovuach. But at least you'd see over here, there's only one day of Tashlumin, but there's not seven. So no, Eima, no. When it said Yom Tovuach, it said Yimei Tovuach, it's the same Rashi Tevo, so Yud Mem, means Yimei Tovuach. It missed all of the 7 days. But really are 7 days. Tashma, okay. The Tani Rabbah Bar Shmuel, we're trying to prove over here, still, if the Tashlumin of all 7 days on Shavuos. So Amrit Torah, the Torah says, Mana Yomim, count days, the Kiddush means 30 days, and sanctify Chodesh to Chodesh, make Rosh Chodesh, if you just have Rosh Chodesh, so you count 30 days, and the 30th day, you have Rosh Chodesh, and you bring a Korban on the 29th day. Okay? Mana Yomim, the Kiddush, etc. So too, you should count days, right, 59 days, and then, 49, sorry, and then Kiddush at Tzeres, and you should sanctify at Tzeres, on Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh, just as Chodesh Lemunu Yov is to its unit, which is days, when you, 30 days, and then you sanctify Rosh Chodesh, Av at Tzeres Lemunu Yov, so too at Tzeres is to its units of counting. My Lav, Goma, Mi Chodesh, don't we learn Shavuos from Chodesh? Ma Chodesh, Yom Echad, it's one day, yeah, so of celebrate bringing Korban. Af at Seres, Yom Echad, it's one day of bringing a Korban. So pushes off Rava. Amar Rava Lo. The Tisper, is that logical? Atu at Seres, Yomim Meninam, the days we count for Sphirus Oima, Shivui Lo Meninam, and we don't count the weeks. It's not true, but Amar Abayas is Abayah, Mitzvah Lenimne Yumi, is a mitzvah to count the days they receive Tisperu Hamishim Yom, 50 days. A mitzvah Lenimne, it's also a mitzvah to count Shivui, they receive Shiva to Shivuos, 7 Shivuos weeks. You count the weeks. But oh, Chag HaShavuos, Ksivan, it's called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the weeks. So obviously there's sanctity to the week, and it's the week of the Tashlumim week. Okay. We'll stop here.